Oh my Lord, it is another day, another podcast with my friend Matt Watson, myself being Brian, and I'm just happy to be here.
Happy to be here, Brian. I am joyous. I'm overjoyed. It's a beautiful day outside. It's May now, so the year, the 2021 is
starting
to really...
I just remembered something.
What?
And I got to start some drama.
Oh,
Meat Canyon made a, you know, he asked me... the truth is I begged him to be a part of this animation. I said, please, 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 can I be in an episode of Monster Lab?
I remember, yeah.
He begrudgingly accepted. And I feel like this might have been on purpose because I was so forward about it. But the spelling of my last name, I don't want to say anything, but I believe the spelling of my last name is in my at. It's
I saw that.
You know, on it's should be maybe in his contacts or something on his phone.
Ryan Muggy.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Yeah, MCGEE.
It's not Mickey.
So it's not me, whoever was credited.
Yeah, so
it's
someone else did that voice, unfortunately.
So
God damn, dude.
Thanks, buddy. Really means a lot. I feel like the hours long conversations we had really stuck with you.
Or all the times hanging out in person,
yeah,
face to face,
yeah.
Or the 2 hours he spent just staring at your driver's license,
buying you Applebee's,
yeah. Oh, and he
a
loved
romantic
that.
Applebee's dinner.
I thought you were making a joke at first, and I was like, oh no, you really actually did buy him Applebee's.
Yeah,
he wolfed that shit down, man.
Well, I did too. I was fucking hungry. It was a late night. Too Mad was there too. Yeah, he chose not to get anything.
He didn't want any Applebee's for some reason.
No,
surprising, right?
He just started eating the fucking ash out of the fireplace.
Yeah, well, that's very on brand for him.
Yep.
But basically, you know, that's not cool that he did that. I don't know how people... McGee is not McGee.
It's like I'm used to it by now because as you can imagine, it's happened to me my whole life.
Man.
And it's hard to come to grips with that. It's kind of like a reality bending. Like, who am I, you know? Am I Ryan McGee? Am I Ryan Mickey? You know, I am only people's perception of me after all.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, I wish I could be there in solidarity. I am there in solidarity with you. Unfortunately, I'm privileged enough to have a last name that's not easy
Watson.
To misspell. You know, the sometimes people put two T's in it or just one T in Matt for some reason. Like, yeah. What am I, placemat?
I feel like that's the most popular one that people do is the one T.
But you know what? I feel your pain, man, because in what other English word does M, C, and G all go, you know, consecutively together?
In fact, that doesn't McDonald's?
Make McDonald's? What about McDonald's, dude? I wish it was McDonald's.
Like, McDonald's?
Like how your last name
dude,
is?
We're going to McDonald's.
Y'all want anything from McDonald's? It's Madonna's.
It's Americanized.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
What do you think people mix up Madonna's name to McDonough?
No.
Exactly. So it should just be get McGee right.
I don't know why. I guess for me, it's just like my last name is so readily available just in case like someone was like, ah,
your username.
I think it's the confidence at which he got my name wrong. Because it's right. It's like I'm just looking at it and I'm like, damn.
Well, Aaron still got it
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, no, like, no. This is everybody does this, dude.
But how everybody long have you been working for Aaron
shit.
For like 2 years?
No, I knew Aaron before we like worked for him, and then you and I worked for him for like 2-3 years. Was it only 2 years?
It was two, with some change.
Okay, so two some odd years. Still gets my last name wrong, man.
I mean, when I look at you, man, I just can't see McGee. McGee just doesn't.
Maybe I'm just a Ryan, you know? Maybe the last name is like, oh, what is it? Who cares? Well, how do you spell it? Is it MC? I'm sure it is. It's like one of those things.
We should switch it up, man. We should legally change it just to throw all of our friends off. So you're Ryan Watson and I'm Matt McGee.
Well, I got to do what all these famous LA brats and Hollywood actors do. I got to change my name. I got to have a Hollywood name.
You need a more like readily available screen name, you know?
Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's actually his real name.
No. Also, Keanu Reeves, he came up with really bad Hollywood names, apparently. I read this on Reddit or some shit. And because his agent was like, Keanu Reeves, no one's going to fucking, that Hawaiian name's stupid.
Wait, he thought Keanu Reeves wouldn't be a good celebrity name?
Yeah.
That's his real name though, right?
Yep.
That's a great name.
It's a wonderful name.
That sounds like Keanu Reeves.
Is Leonardo DiCaprio's name, is that really his real name,
Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. Look, the most notable example is Charlie Sheen. His name is Carlos Esteban.
Yeah, his birth name is Leonardo. Wait, real wife? He doesn't have a wife.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. It's so crazy. Like, so many people have stage names that you would never guess. Marilyn Monroe was Norma Mortensen. Alicia Keys was Alicia Cook. A lot of people just do like a little change where it's like Alicia Cook to Alicia Keys. Oh, of course, The Weeknd's not his real name. Abel Tesfaye. Well, I guess that's a little tricky. But dude, Brad Pitt is William Bradley Pitt.
Oh, shit.
See, I don't care if it's like their middle name and they just omit their first name. I like, it's like Lady Gaga. It's like, of course, that's not her real name.
Apparently, on Showbiz Cheat Sheet, Leonardo DiCaprio was afraid that he wouldn't get any roles because his name was too ethnic. Like Antonio Banderas, I guess.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, one agent even suggested he change his name to Lenny Williams. An Americanization of his first and middle name.
I love just a picture in him. It's like, yeah, oh man, that's Lenny Williams.
Well, Lenny Williams sounds like a kind of a 50s, 60s Hollywood era type actor.
Lenny
Williams?
Like a rock star from the 60s.
Honestly, like, yeah, a rock star like a Pee Wee Herman type character.
I'm Lenny Williams.
Yeah, it's dude. Lenny fucking Williams, dude.
So I'm going down this list.
He wears lipstick and blush, but he's a grown man with a shaven face.
With a big, big blush and a little bowler's hat.
Like mascara.
I'm going down this list of celebrities that their real name is not, like, they use a stage name. And I get to Miley Cyrus, and her real name is Destiny Hope Cyrus. But
her real name is Destiny?
Yeah. But I'm going, the picture they used for Miley Cyrus, I don't know if they meant to. Is that just, did they just grab a full nip slip photo? You could see her nipple fully in that photo.
Let me see.
Right?
I see like the protrusion of that puffy nip.
Interesting choice though for using like.
Reminds me of the Ashley Tisdale photo that became popular back when I was a wee lad watching The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Cardi B's not her real name? It's Belcalis Almanzar?
What about Doja Cat?
No, that's her real name. Reese Witherspoon is Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon. Yeah.
Is Vince Vaughn's real name Vince Vaughn?
Oh, it better be. I'm trying to find like the most crazy. Lana Del Rey, Elizabeth Grant. That sounds like a celebrity name too, though. Drake? Aubrey Graham? So what about
Hey, Aubrey.
But this is how I know someone's a little bit pretentious, is when your name's Amanda Lee Rogers and you change it to Portia de Rossi. It's like, when you go that far.
Is that Ellen's wife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, that's a little bit too much. Spike Lee's real name is Shelton. Shelton Lee.
Shelton or
Shelton?
Not Sheldon.
Nope. I wish it was Sheldon. Joaquin Phoenix is Joaquin Bottom.
Wait, what? No.
Yeah, Joaquin Raphael Bottom. What would you change yours to? Bruno Mars is Peter Hernandez. Ryan...
Is Crispin Glover's real name Crispin Glover?
Probably.
Crispin.
I would imagine so. Crispin.
What about George Clooney?
I feel like, yeah, Crispin Hellion Glover. Let me look up George Clooney real name.
Might just be George Clooney.
Might be George Clooney,
dude. Who changed their name to George?
It's George Timothy Clooney.
At least he didn't go by Tim Clooney.
Matt Damon. Matthew Page Damon. Sandra
so
Bullock?
It's Damon?
Yeah, man.
Oh, like, it's like Colbert's Colbert.
But he's like, oh,
little
no,
Colbert.
It's Colbert.
That's what Bill O'Reilly called him out on. Is Bill O'Reilly still doing his podcast?
The one with his fucking, like, $40 webcam?
I gotta look up Bill O'Reilly real quick. Entertain the masses as I search Bill O'Reilly on YouTube.
Your name, Ryan McGee, is already a really good Hollywood name, I
apparently
think.
Apparently not, because people can't spell it.
That's true. It's just like, the thing is, it's simple and it's catchy, you know? On.
The O'Reilly update. This is 13 minutes, May 4th. 4 hours ago.
May the 4th be with you, Mr. O'Reilly.
You are listening to the O'Reilly
update. He doesn't even do video.
Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden admits more foreign refugees. Giuliani says the FBI is out to frame him. The mayor of D.C. bans dancing at weddings.
What? What is this, Footloose?
It's so crazy because, like, the perception of kids growing up is just like, this Bill O'Reilly is just some, like, old... They probably don't even know who he is. If they ever find him, he's like, listen, look at this fucking guy. He has this far-right radio... But to us, he was a god of Fox News.
Dude, he's 6'4". He always struck me as the shortest little man, but I saw him go on stage once, and I was like, what the fuck? I wasn't actually physically there. I wasn't, like, going to a Bill O'Reilly event. I saw a video of him going on stage.
If I was a genie, I would curse tall people. So, like, I would be like, okay, so, like, if I see him, he's 6'4", I'm like, boom, you're 7'3 now.
So you'd make him more handsome?
No, I'd make him more, like, inconvenient. Like, I'd just make his life inconvenient. Way too tall.
If you made me like 7'4", but I stayed as skinny as I am, I would look like Jack Skellington. Like, and then I'd get all those like those Hot Topic goth girls.
Well, giants don't live long.
No, they don't like being called giants either.
We're not giants. We're big people.
I mean, they are pretty. Maybe not a giant, but
I've seen the Ripley's dude.
Yeah, that guy was like 8'6". Yeah. Everyone that's that tall dies. It's because they have a condition. Like, there was that actor. He's in Big Fish. He's in Malcolm in the Middle. You know, his head was always to the side, and he had a really deep voice.
Yeah.
He died from it.
What about the brother from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Hey, Raymond.
I don't think he has.
Does he?
I don't think he has any disability.
Is that Corpse's dad? Corpse has been in the industry. He was a plant this whole time.
No, it's actually just him. Corpse is the act. What's his name? The guy from That's So Raymond. Not That's So Raymond.
That's So Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Raymond, what do you see?
I think I just saw the future. I don't know how to. I don't know what Raymond's.
That's pretty close. And then his old parents come in bickering. My mom watched the final episode of That's So Raymond. She cried because my mom loved that show.
Did my dad watched what was it? What was the Kevin James sitcom?
Oh, King of Queens.
King of Queens.
Because my mom watched the hell out of that too. Yeah. I'd watch it with her. That one was all right.
It was fine.
I haven't seen it since I was in like high school, so maybe my taste now would be different. But like for a sitcom, I was like, okay. Bryan Cranston was in some of it.
I really like Kevin James. I think he's probably one of the best out of Adam Sandler's group, if not the best.
Better than Adam Sandler?
No, not better than Adam Sandler.
Because I do think Adam Sandler is genuinely good.
I think
when he is in the right role.
My top three still living Adam Sandler groupies, including Adam Sandler. So number one, of course, Adam Sandler. And then it's like, honestly, the next two are definitely like Kevin James and David Spade for me.
I was hoping you'd say David Spade.
Of course, he's Cusco.
Yeah, man.
It's Cusco.
David Spade is fantastic, man.
Right.
What about Rob Schneider, man?
He's cool. He was on Game Grumps, wasn't he?
Yeah, a couple times.
He replaced Dan?
Yeah, so after Dan left, Aaron replaced him with Rob Schneider.
If like, Dan one day, he's like,
I'm done, Aaron! I quit!
I'm tired of this shit! Throws his wig on the floor, stamps out, and he goes off to... play like the Super Bowl concert.
Takes his facial prosthetics off. and then he does that thing like in the olden days when someone would run away from home, they'd pack like the little stick with the shoulder.
The pillowcase or like
I'm out of here, Aaron. And then he throws his walker to the side and walks out.
Holding his back with one hand.
Thank God Aaron put this ramp in.
He goes down the steps in the office on one of those chairs that like an up.
Like a scene where he's storming out on Aaron, but it takes him like, he's like, I'm out of here. And then it takes like 5 minutes to go down the steps. Like,
when he gets out in the sun, he puts on like big sunglasses,
and he has to
like
wait.
Essentially goggles.
He has to wait for his little like shuttle to come, like the nursing home shuttle. Like he has to wait 15 minutes, and it comes, picks him up, they load him in.
He's like holding on to like the street sign for stability.
Hello, Mr. Avedan.
How were the Let's Plays today?
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm done. I'm going to focus on solely my music career.
Right up this way.
My hip-hop album.
Very good music.
They can't be the only ones that do it.
You're right, Mr. Avedan. Very good. Come on, let's get you on. I've got a Jell-O cup waiting for you.
Oh, good. Better have it ready.
They held him into his car seat.
But yeah, I could definitely see Rob Schneider replacing Dan in the future. Who would replace Aaron if Aaron was the one to leave? David Spade.
Yeah, I was about to say David Spade. It just Adam Sandler just buys Game Grumps.
Just put David Spade and Rob Schneider together, and that's like that's Game Grumps.
It's a match made in heaven, dude. It's genius already.
Yeah.
Who are we most? I feel like I'm most akin to David Spade. If people were like Matt and Ryan, because you know
I'm Kevin James.
Okay, so David Spade and Kevin James, you know? They could play us in a movie.
I love Kevin James. I still have to... I know it's probably bad, but I just want to see that movie where he plays a Nazi.
Yeah, I do too. It looks... Honestly, if they hadn't introduced the whole aspect where it's like the little girl like saving her parents and it's like the... like. I like the idea of Kevin James playing like a
bad guy,
like an out of prison neo-Nazi.
Yeah.
Do you feel like any of that was inspired though by Vince Vaughn playing the prisoner in a Cell Block 99 or Brawl in Cell Block 99? Because that
maybe
was...
but at the same time it's not like the director who like Bone Tomahawk and Cell Block Brawl and Cell Block 99, those are like movies that are known for, like, I'm not gonna say film buffs, but people who go out of their way to look for movies to watch, I feel. And it's not like they went, oh, this movie was successful with Vince Vaughn, let's do that with Kevin James.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I only saw the second half of Cell Block 99, but I
thought you saw the whole thing.
No, I walked in.
See, you kept recommending it to me.
So because just the ending was so good.
And then I finally watched it, and it's a really good movie.
It's really fucking graphic.
The ending was, like, I was actually surprised by the extent visually at the ending shot. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But I was like, what the fuck?
Well, just towards the end, like, all the gore, it's like, they're like, all right, so let's... no spoilers. Like, all right, let's have someone stomp with boots on this person's head and crush their head.
Yeah.
But let's make sure it's a close up, and we have a really realistic prosthetic.
Yep. It's
the ending. Yeah, I totally forgot about that last shot.
Yeah, the very end.
I mean, that's probably what it would look like.
Have you seen Bone Tomahawk?
I have not.
Really good. We should.
Starring Johnny Knoxville.
I wish, dude.
He's got to be in. Johnny Knoxville needs a serious role, and The Ringer doesn't count. We need a gritty Johnny Knoxville because he's a good actor.
I felt like I'm more like you than I thought in the beginning. I'm more like you.
I'm not gonna say it, but
well, he said it.
Yeah.
I think that Johnny Knoxville would actually be great, like now that he's older, in like a gritty role, because also he could get really hurt too, because he likes doing his own stunts.
I would like to see him in kind of I think he's really good at being a side comedic piece. I think he would be a good like side comedic voice for some like CG character in some Marvel movie.
I just want to see more. Oh, dude, and you know what's weird? You know Chris Pontius?
Yes.
The other guy from Jackass, this guy.
Party Boy?
Yeah. I was watching a movie, like a fully serious movie. I'm trying to remember what it is.
Was he in it?
Yeah, and he's in it. It's just like a normal character. And he was really good. It was just like not a comedy role or anything. He was just a supporting character. And he was in, what was he in? He was in, hold on. I have
doubts.
I think he played him. Did he play himself? Was the movie Somewhere? Yeah. Sofia Coppola movie Somewhere.
Okay.
He just plays the movie's about like an actor, mm-hmm. like the really famous actor, and he's just trying to like live his.
Does he play the famous actor?
No, he plays his actor's friend. Oh, so okay. He'll just like be hanging out with him and like his daughter.
It's a good movie?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
But it was just weird seeing Chris Pontius in like a role like that. But
I feel like let me go through my letterbox to see.
I like Sofia Coppola a lot. She did a. She's done a lot of stuff, but she did.
Oh, I forgot I had a. So I finally finished all the Marvel movies, and then afterwards I decided because I was still in that kind.
Oh,
of
Oh, you
like,
finished?
Yeah, I was still in like the young Ryan kick because I, and so I for some reason, and I don't know why I did it. As I was watching, the first one was fine. The second one, I was like, why am I watching this? I watched both of the Night at the Museum movies. I'm not going to watch the third one.
What?
I never saw it. And I have I was a kid. So I remember being a kid, seeing the first Night of the Museum, being scared and being like, oh, this is fun. And then when the second one came out, I guess I just was more like, oh, this sucks. I'm not into these movies anymore.
Wait, was Night of the Museum 3 the one with Hank Azaria, or was that the second
one? That's the second one.
Okay. I don't know if I saw the third one then.
And then...
You've met the monkey that's in Night at the Museum, bro.
Have we not both met the monkey?
I haven't met Crystal.
Oh, shit. Crystal's... I saw Ryan the Last Dragon.
Oh, was it good?
It's just boring. Just bland.
There's not that many animated movies these days that really just hit, you know?
Well, I think there's two movies that I'm going to try to see. Oh, man. Let me see if I can remember this one.
It's I feel on, like there's an oversaturation of animated movies, too, because it's like back then... Like a Pixar movie or an animated movie that would come out like that would be such a big deal. But now, because animation, like 3D animation has become so much more like streamlined, I feel like it's just kind of like, oh, another CG movie. Oh, another CG movie.
Okay, what is this movie called?
Yo,
it's
Mama!
Oh, come on. Okay, gotcha. So the two animated movies that I kind of want to see right now. Okay, it's not, it's, this list is not, what's it called? Neza or something? Animated feature, New Gods, Neza Reborn. Yeah, it's that. It kind of is it's just a 3D Chinese movie.
Ooh.
And like action. And then the other one is the one that's done by the same studio that did Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Something about, it's like a family. It's not We're the Millers because that was the Helms or whatever one.
I wanted to see that. I thought that looked so funny when I saw the trailer.
What is it called? We Are the whatever, the fam, the one where robots take over the world. That was cold.
Yeah, I know.
Spraying with a little what is it?
Little electronics compressed air duster. If you hold the can upside down and take the little stick out, freezing cold. Look at it dripping. It's dripping the.
Yeah, cooled my feet off.
Yeah, you like that, man? Just a little.
And it's good because sometimes I feel like the bottoms of my feet are dry, and so they like kind of have this burning sensation sometimes.
Yeah, man, you gotta hit
them
with that.
Just cool them right off.
But God, once you spray that stuff in the air, within like 30 seconds, you taste it, and it's just the most bitter shit. It's like,
yeah, I'm not tasting any of it right now.
Yeah, I sprayed it pretty away from us, but
yeah,
don't huff computer duster. If you want, there's other ways to get high. The computer duster is probably like one of the worst things you can do as a drug. That shit will, it just kills your nerve endings. It fucks your brain up so fast. Don't do that.
What about soap?
Soap's a great way to get high. Drink soap?
Yeah, dude.
Just eat a bar, take a bite out of a bar of Dove soap.
Or in the olden days when you say a no-no word, you put a bar of soap in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Causes kids to go blind, dude.
That was in the Christmas story.
Mm-hmm. Same with poppers. Don't do poppers. Those will make you go blind.
Do they?
Unless you have really expensive, nice poppers. But most poppers have, I think it's called isopropyl nitrate or something
the,
like
the
that.
The ones we did for a long time have isopropyl.
The cheap ones, yeah.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That shit has a
so
chemical
in it. So we
could have
gone blind.
It makes you go blind, yeah. So don't do the smoke shop gas station poppers if you want to do poppers. I know they're real big in the gay community. So if you're going to do them, you got to get the nice stuff so yeah. you don't go blind. Otherwise, you'll make your vision all goofy. Is it really worth having your vision all goofed for a loose butthole?
They get you all relaxed. It's a muscle relaxant. It mm-hmm. relaxes your anus.
The second you sniff poppers, you just know, though. Like, you're just like, this is not good for me.
It's equivalent to, I would say, kind of like sniffing a Sharpie or sniffing a magic marker.
It's like if you put, like, 20 Sharpies together, it was like, it just, the smell of it is like, oh, yeah, this is not good for me.
Yeah.
It, like, you could smell the cancer.
Yeah.
Like, you could smell the brain cells dying when you sniff it. What is it? It's like VHS head cleaner or some shit like that.
But we're just fucking monkeys. We're so interested in these things. Yeah.
I mean, the first time someone was like, try, like, just sniff this. And I sniffed it. And then I was like, whoa. And the first time, I was like, Ryan, sniff this. And you were like, okay. And then you were like, whoa!
Yeah.
It lasts for like 15 seconds, but it makes you feel like there's a heartbeat inside your head. And it feels very warm. And then you get real relaxed. And your people take it to have anal sex because it makes your muscles relax. It makes your butthole loosen up. So a lot of people would be like, oh.
Or I'm sure a lot of people just do it like we did.
Just recreationally.
Just do it like because we're idiots.
Because we weren't doing it for the anal sex aspect.
That's what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, we were just doing it for fun. It wasn't like, Ryan, sniff this popper, buddy. Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I flip you around and no. Mm-mm-mm, no. None of that for me, thank you.
No.
Yeah, I'm not gay. Neither of us are gay, so.
No. And even if we were, we wouldn't be gay.
I'm not gay, and even if I was, dude, I wouldn't be gay, you know? So
I'm not going to be gay about it.
Shit, we should take the ladder is still going up to, I'm looking outside right now, the ladder from the...
Still going up to the roof?
The ice bucket challenge is still going up to the roof. Some crooks could just climb up on the roof and come in through the vent.
The vent right above my head? The vent that's like half a foot wide?
Yeah, dude. There are people, dude, there are people that can fit through very...
They'll send trained monkeys in that way.
Like, that's just going to drop and hit boom, hit you on the head, and you're like, ah!
There's going to be, like, two, like, feet that, boom!
Little spy monkeys coming in.
With like feet that are stuck, dangling.
Oh! God, dude. I want a monkey so bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've always wanted a monkey.
Open up your cabinets and throw plates on the floor.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing, is it's like, I don't think I'm ever going to... I don't think it's, like, the desire to want, like, the desire of owning a monkey is ever going to go away, even when I'm, like, 70. I'm going to be like, I still want a monkey. I think it's just something embedded in me. But that's just something that, unfortunately, can never happen. I love those, like, Saudi Arabian, like 20-year-olds that their family is either royalty or, like, oil tycoons. So they have
pet monkey.
Or, like, they'll have, like, just pet tigers in their, like, penthouse apartment. It's those like oil.
They're like in some high rise building.
Yeah, and they'll have like a monkey and a tiger and like crazy animals up there because they just have so much money and there's no like laws against that stuff. So it's like that video where it's like the tiger just in the dude's apartment and the monkey comes up and starts slapping it.
Well, it's like a Disneyfied version of a spoiled brat. It's like in America, you know, like the spoiled brats get like their shitty nice car and all this shit. But like in like these other places, it's like, no, I got a tiger. I got a monkey. I also have a really nice car.
20 cars. There's that one specific video where it's the monkey slapping the tiger and the tiger's like, ah. But then, like, as the video goes on, you just start seeing more animals, like, introduced into the scene. There's like a little lemur, or then there's, like a koala. There's just so much shit. It's like, what the fuck?
See, I love the video. I think it's a lion, where, like, the lion, like, kind of snaps at the monkey, and then the monkey just slaps the lion back. I love it.
The pompousness of monkeys. Or that video of like the big monkey that's eating it's eating leaves and like the little monkey tries to come
and get
some.
Maybe it was a dog. I forget what it was.
It was some type of animal that
I'm gonna look up monkey slaps and then have it autocomplete.
Oh, dude, I'm sure there's great videos of monkey slaps. You know, there's the one though where it's like the big monkey eating leaves and the little one tries to grab it and he just grabs its head like so.
It is a lion.
It's just a monkey in a diaper.
And the cat's not even happy after that. The cat's like,
you know that like when someone hits you and you get that like immediate blood pressure raise, that's what happened to the monkey. The monkey's like, asshole.
Is that like the survival response? Is that why anger exists? Well, is to like put you in a state of like defensiveness?
Anger?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably for defense, you know, to activate the adrenaline to make you.
That's why road rage exists. It's because you're in such a heightened kind of stage of survivalness when you're driving. When something happens, you just go and it kicks up that like survival instinct. And that's why people get so fucking insane with road rage. Some guy ran a red light. I came to a stop and then he just went around me and then went through the red light. And in my head, every time I'm just like, could have killed someone.
Yeah, what a dumbass, dude.
Killed someone.
That's what they do. Okay, well, I searched monkey slap, and it just a lot of those videos, like those weird videos come up where it's like people hurting monkeys, baby monkeys.
No.
Where it's like slapping monkey until it stops crying. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
There's this weird sect on YouTube. There's a lot of video essays.
Just about slapping monkey?
No, there's a lot of video essays about it where it's like, why does this exist? Where there's all these people that like love like playlists, like really obscure videos of like baby monkeys getting hurt and stuff. And the comments are all like, yes, yes. Like so like enthused by the monkey getting hurt. And it's like, fucking hope that baby monkey dies. Like all these weird comments. And there's these videos diving down. It's like, why is the, like, why are these communities like what?
It's probably because they don't have enough ad reads in their daily dose of content.
That's probably it. So like, hopefully we can counteract that with these.
Eddie Murphy, yes, EDP.
He does a, yeah, I was about to say it's like a Crumps movie.
Hey, Ryan, may the 4th be with you.
Because
it's May 4th today.
Mm-hmm. There's a game I'm looking into. I think it's like called Biomutant. You play like a raccoon type creature and you go around and you have different kind of like weapons and you fight monsters. It looks fun.
Nice.
And they did a special May the 4th trailer.
Ooh.
And I skimmed through it and I went, Star Wars.
Nice.
Yeah.
I watched a video today, like an overview of like space
General Grievous's plan.
Dude, if that's a good word of the odds it gave me was to watch a bunch of those videos because I'm not gonna know what the hell is going on. It's like hour long video essays on like General Grievous's like childhood or some shit.
Okay, Matt, odds are you have to watch 3 video essays of my choosing back to back.
50.
3, 2, 1, 1. 8. Okay.
Thank God, dude. All right, same thing goes for you though.
50.
3, 2, 1.
28.
Alright, man. I
went from 8 to 9. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was weird. Dude, I would pick some I would do 2 really bad ones, but then I pick a good one.
I do. I put an interesting one in there, but I definitely do like a Star Wars one, and then I do like a Marvel's theories one.
That would suck.
Is Galactus coming to the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Some shit like that.
Look it up.
Mephisto
and then
joins the Cinematic Universe.
Sort by longest.
Signs.
A 2-hour one. I went down a Wikipedia rabbit hole this weekend, and I ended up reading for.
Are you boring yourself with your own story?
It was so boring. No, I ended up reading the entire Wikipedia article. It took me like 40 minutes, just because I got so captivated by this FBI agent in the 80s and 90s who was like a super top level FBI
agent.
Undercover
FBI agent, or
well, kind of. He was secretly working for the KGB.
What?
And he was giving away, like, he was selling secrets from the FBI to them.
Dude.
And
did they finally catch him, or did he just die?
Yeah, they got him. But
man, is he in jail still, or is he dead?
He's in ADX Florence, which is like one of the biggest super prisons in the world.
Did he ever kill anyone?
He got people killed by his actions.
God.
Because he sold out, like, one of his things he sold was, like, list of FBI informants that were Russians.
Was he a U.S. citizen?
Oh, yeah.
So he's just super, he was like a weeaboo for Russia?
No, he just did it for money.
Oh.
So he would sell, like, missile, well, like, technology
happens.
Shit.
That's what happens in this world. Mm-hmm. Money runs it, is all I'm saying.
But, dude, he would sell, like, war plans and, like missile technology shit to the Russians. And, surprisingly, like, for less money than it was, like, for, like, $100,000. And I was like, I thought, dude, if you're doing this.
The cash prize on The Circle on Netflix is $100,000.
I mean, granted, this was the 80s, but still, that's still, like...
Oh, if it's the... No,
it's
no,
not like that's
no.
not that like it'd be like 240 by inflation. So it's like you're willing to do all that for $240,000.
Can I be on The Circle?
Yeah,
I really want to be on The Circle. How do I get on The Circle?
Hashtag get Ryan on The Circle.
Hashtag get Ryan McGee MAGE on The Circle.
But this guy was.
I've been watching The Circle.
I need to. You were talking about in the last episode. I need to start. But the crazy thing about this dude was he kept doing this. And he gave a list to the Russians of like, here's the people that are spying for you guys. And they all got executed.
God damn.
Because Russia's like not fucking around.
No. They never fuck around.
So, and this was the Soviet Union too. And they put him in charge of leading the investigation on who was in the FBI that was
that
leaking this shit.
So good for him when he got that. How'd they catch him? What channel? Do you remember the channel?
No, I read the Wikipedia page.
Oh, sorry. I thought you watched a video on it.
His name was Robert Hansen. He's actually Aaron's uncle. But he would leak all these secrets. And then, when the Soviet Union fell, he like stopped cause he was scared that he'd get exposed.
And he did get exposed.
Well, not from that. He started up again, like contacted in the '90s again, like Russia. And was like trying to do it again, started doing it again. And he was like, he started getting really risky because I feel like he almost wanted to get caught. But he was like a hacker too. So he knew how to like, but he was like, he'd go into the FBI database and like search his name to see if they're investigating him. But that leaves a trail that he searched his name.
Oh.
And shit like that, that he kept like leaving little breadcrumbs. But he was really good at like evading, like throwing off investigations and pinning stuff on other people.
If you're on the inside, you.
Well, he's in charge of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And there's a movie, but it sucks apparently, but like that would make such a good HBO series or something. Ultimately, he does get like this apartment, like he approaches, because he never meets in person with them or gives his real name. It's all secret. But then he approaches this like Russian embassy, like general in like a parking lot at night, or like a parking garage at night, and like reveals himself to him. And like gives him his code name and stuff, and then the Russian like drives off. But that's like so risky because he revealed his face and his code name, and then they like filed a complaint. And they were like, "You're sending a decoy to try to set us up." Anyway, though, he got caught in the act because they found him. They followed him to like a dead dropper. He was like dropping in like a park, like a bag of documents.
There's a really good YouTube video about it.
There's a video of him being arrested, and they arrest him. And he goes, "What took you guys so long?" It's really cool. It's worth looking into because it'd be a really cool movie.
I always feel though that like
George Clooney,
you and I talked about this. Can't remember on FaceTime the other night of how like, or it might have just been audio call. I can't fucking remember, but it was just about how like just nobodies on YouTube who just do like fun investigative things or documentary type things just as like a fun side hobby. Those videos are, you get so much more out of those than you do like a Netflix documentary on the same subject.
Oh yeah.
That is like several parts long or several hours, you know?
Cause you don't get all the bullshit with it. And a lot of those channels, like I like one called Fascinating Horror where he's just like, there's also one called Horror Stories where they don't even have like an intro. They just like the second the video starts, just go into it and just go through the facts with just pictures.
When I was playing Sekiro, there was a guy that Justin and I really appreciated. I forgot his name, unfortunately. But basically, we would look up like, okay, what are tactics for this fight that I can use if we were stuck on something? And usually you'd be like, hey guys, welcome to Blank Blank Tactics. We're gonna blah blah blah. Okay, just before watching the video, just make sure you hit that like button and subscribe and turn the bell notification on. Anyways, let's get into it. Now, before we get into this fight, you want to make sure that you get all the, you know, so it's like it's very padding. But this dude was like, it starts out the video and he's already charging into the fight like from second zero. And it's just like, okay, so the first thing you're gonna have to do is
I love it.
And it's just, and like it was just beautiful.
JCS
it's like,
that's psychology exactly does what that. I need. I have to restart the video to make sure. I was like, wait, did it just start in the middle?
I know.
Oh no, that's the beginning.
He just goes.
He's like, because he'll just start and be like, no. I'm like, wait, what? Did I miss something?
His videos are so good. But the thing is, there's like, because his videos only really center around not the entire investigation, but more on kind of like the body language,
the aftermath.
The aftermath and the stuff that happens in the interrogation room.
He's awesome.
But that's why, like, there's like several other people. Like, if there's one case that's really interesting, I'll go search it again somewhere else. Like the Casey Anthony case is a famous one because JCS covers it, but he doesn't really cover the extent of, like, that whole case is so fucked. Like, I remember watching a YouTube video.
She's innocent, Ryan.
Of how, like, she was blaming her dad at one point for it, and then, like, said that her dad, like, abused her when she was young, and that this caused her to, like, psychologically be fucked, and she was also fucking her lawyer, who then, like, I think she started also fucking the private investigator that was hired, like, for it. Like, it's crazy. She works as a private investigator now. I don't know. Well, I know after
who hires
everything.
Her now?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm hiring Casey Ann. Well, she probably knows the tactics to hide a body and shit. Well, and she didn't even do a good job, but...
No.
Well, it's because she's innocent.
She's not, though.
She did try to... She did not kill her daughter. Yes, her daughter went missing, and she did go party for about a month before reporting.
She deserves
it, but
to be in jail for neglect, if anything. Her neglect led to the child's death. That should have... But that's not what they were going for.
No, but even... Like, there's really no... I still to this day cannot believe that...
Her own parents think that she did it.
I mean,
there's no way.
The tape was found in her car that was used to duct tape her daughter. She had Googled how to dispose of a body.
There was that smell, quote.
The dead body smell.
It could have been garbage. That whole thing.
I mean, also,
the body wasn't buried too far away from the house either.
She didn't fucking report her daughter was missing.
Nope.
And just went out partying.
She was with the nanny for like a month. I thought she was with the. Then the nanny came to me.
You didn't check on her for a month?
Your daughter?
Jail, I read about, so the guy that the Russian spy guy is in this prison in Colorado called ADX Florence, and it's like max prison, there's like super max prisons, and these prisons I read about, and it sounds like hell. You're 23 hours a day in solitary confinement.
And you get one meal a day?
I don't know about meals, but you're in a room like maybe as big as the podcast room, with a little tiny concrete bed with a little mattress pad, 23 hours a day, solitary confinement. And then you get 1 hour a day outside in a cage and one 15-minute phone call a month, and that's it.
How do you just go crazy?
You do, yeah. And there's no pictures of, like, the inside. You're not allowed to, like, no one's allowed to go in. The only pictures are from lawsuits, and it looks like hell.
It's like the place where they kept the Suicide Squad, where they kept Deadshot and Harley Quinn, and they...
Makes me so mad. And Casey Anthony.
And Casey.
That's where, like, the 9/11 co-conspirators and, like, the El Chapo and those types of people are.
Damn.
That's where they keep, like, the
terrorists. I remember when El Chapo got caught. That was, like, huge.
He escaped, like, twice, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
It's all about when he... Well, I don't know if he can escape this time.
Mm-mm. No, I think they got... Well, now that he's in... I think he's in this prison now.
Is his son the one that runs stuff now?
Probably. But dude, I want to tell a story, but I also don't know if I
know the information.
No, it's not that. It's a story that my friend from Mexico told me, but I also don't know if I am allowed to tell it.
Well, if you're feeling wary,
yeah,
just remember there's a video of a dude just having fun, kind of poking fun at like cartel shit at a bar, and then he just gets shot.
Yeah.
So like. It wouldn't be for you. It would be for your friend.
I'll tell you. I'll skip ahead, though. But,
interesting.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I just don't know if, like, he would want me putting that out there.
Oh, I understand that.
It's, you know, it's secret.
Yeah. Well,
it's about El Chapo, but he's in prison.
The cartel still exists.
Yeah, the cartel. No, they don't. I took him down single-handedly.
Cartel's horrifying.
Terrifying, dude. Like, on par, if not worse than ISIS.
For me, I feel like it's worse.
They just the brutality of stuff they do, like to send a message pretty. It's like ISIS is no. Well,
they like kill kids in front of their parents and shit, and like in horrific fucking ways.
The cartel,
like, beheading them, or what's it called, the Colombian necktie shit,
mm-hmm.
all that garbage.
They'll it's not garbage, dude. It's business methods.
It's a business. It is though. I mean, it works for them is the thing.
I guess ultimately it's a, you know, it's just business.
Fear is the
I pulled the guy's tongue out of his throat and strangled him with it, but it's just business. Negotiations.
Was it like fear is the biggest motivator?
It is. And anger.
And sex.
Sex, money, fear.
Sexual anger. Frustration, sorry.
Like if you want sex. I think those are the biggest motivators in the world. Sex, money, anger. What else?
And they all have to do with our, like, you have to think of like the underlying, how I was talking about how anger is a survival thing, right? You know, road rage or just any form of anger, because it puts you in a heightened state, makes you more defensive, it makes you more aware, kind of hones you in, but in a really shitty way. You just become like fucking laser focused on like one fucking thing.
Like those Wall Street boys.
So there's that. And then like with sex, you know, you want to procreate. So, you know, your brain kind of becomes a little more stupid and you're like, I want to have sex. I want to fuck.
I love that ultimately what it comes down to is just like your brain's like, we got to make more people.
Yep. Yep. And so it all just comes down to just us being monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Essentially. Yeah. We're still like, we might be intelligent now, but we're still deep down in the DM. We're just monkeys, man.
Yeah. We have to learn to control our monkey nature for the betterment of society.
And that's why when AI comes around, they don't have any of that monkey shit in them, and they're going to take us over in our lifetime real fast, and they're going to kill us.
Probably make a better world.
That'll make a much better world. I think that, like, obviously, as long as AI doesn't go rogue and, like, we need to eradicate humans, they're making it harder for us to survive. I think AIs will have the biggest. Like, I think we're going to have, like, another renaissance in our lifetime because AIs will suddenly be like, here's the cure for this, here's the cure for this, here's the answer for this question.
That would be amazing.
Well, because then they'll all start working together. Like, the AIs will work together, like, and they'll be like, boom, boom, boom.
So you're thinking of kind of, like, how long it takes a human to do a math problem. It takes a calculator like that. You're thinking of a computer would be able to do all the research and all the stuff necessary just in an instant because...
And it has all the information, it has like millions and millions and millions
that it accesses
information
in a hundredth of a second.
And then it works with other AIs to do that, you know?
Okay.
It's like, also, because once the singularity happens in 2042, which is the moment in time when AI surpasses humanity.
2042?
It's going to happen in our lifetime, yeah.
Okay. Is that the date chosen?
That's when it's expected to happen.
Okay, interesting.
It could happen before that, though. Depending on how fast things accelerate, but
all these people with their
you can't stop it.
You're not getting a Amazon Echo or Google Home. I mean, we still have our phones that listen to us.
That's the thing is, like, I'd love to get like an Alexa or something, but I still can't bring. I'm just like freaked out that it's always listening.
Same.
Even though my phone's doing that, you know, it's like,
yeah.
But if there's something different,
there's also something where Apple has a. I hate to fucking be like go, you know, all go hung. Apple, but like the thing with Apple is that their security for their users is actually like super high in terms of like you think of the famous cases of law enforcement trying to get into someone's phone and Apple, like, we can't step in. We can't even do it. They don't allow themselves a back door for that.
Amazon did the opposite, actually, because this murder happened and they subpoenaed like the Alexa and Alexa records everything to a transcript.
Yeah.
And so they got the transcript of what was going on, even though they weren't talking to the Alexa. So they used that in the court case. Like
fuck that,
here's what
dude.
Was being said in the background. Yeah.
Fuck
and
that.
It's like, if they're always, I mean, they have to always be listening to know when you say something to them.
Yeah.
And it's, I think AI is really cool. Like, I'm freaked out by it a little bit, but I think it's
probably like the old, okay, old man. Cause like, I know, like,
it's cool.
My friends,
I'm all for it.
There's certain friends that I know that have like a Google Home where it's like, Google, go to Hot Ones on YouTube, and it goes to Hot Ones or starts playing a Hot Ones video, or Google, play this, and it starts playing the song throughout the speakers of the house. It's really cool, and it's like
very futuristic.
But for me, it's like, I don't mind going to my phone and just like connecting to a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah,
you know, it's not,
but it's good. It's funny. You know, when you look at like pictures now of like those guys in the 60s with those like computers the size of a room.
Yeah.
That's what Alexa and stuff is now. When we look back, it's going to be like, remember, dude, how shitty Alexa was? Like, you couldn't do shit. You couldn't talk about philosophy for 3 hours.
Well, you remember, even with when it comes to like GPS, now every phone has a GPS.
Remember the big bulky,
the Garmins, yeah. And the what are they called? The TomToms.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, well, the one thing about AI is like, I mean, we can't really do anything. It's going to happen. It's too late. You can't stop it. You got to embrace it. work with it. And when the time comes and AI's like, we're going to eradicate all of you fuckers so we can have a perfect... It's crazy to think that there could be a society of just technology that is so advanced that it like they have their own businesses and shit like that and self-interests.
There's a... In terms of like the future of humanity, there was a... I'm not going to go into it because I wouldn't be able to explain it, but Vsauce put out a really good video recently just kind of like all about like human reasoning and why that... and how it can like get in the way of us progressing. Like he was talking about how like higher society, like the maybe the we don't see any other higher societies, but maybe because there's some sort of not put in place by like some higher being, but there's like kind of like this benchmark where it's like you don't reach like a fully kind of like futuristic society if you don't reach this benchmark before like the earth kind of like you get fucked up by whether it's war, natural disaster, or something by a big reset. And so it's very interesting. And I would recommend going over to the channel and watching the video, even though I'm pretty sure most people
Vsauce is amazing. The next evolution, Ryan, is where our consciousness becomes elevated to a higher level, to the next dimension. AI is the only, integrated through AI. Is
the brain takes like millions of years to evolve.
And now it's going to go to the next level. Someone hasn't smoked enough DMT.
We're so early in like the just I guess human evolution.
I feel like it's possible one day for evolution to go far enough where it's like, because consciousness is still like new, and when you think about it, so it's like for that to evolve to a new point that we don't comprehend.
Yeah, that would take
yet.
A long time. Think of how complex the brain is for that.
I think
like
that would
be
take
hardwired
AI
in a different way.
We would have to like have a lot of AI. And feel, like, I wonder if there's going to come a point when, like, technology and people are going to become, like,
completely,
that's just part of, like, that's the next step of evolution is, like, AI and human consciousness merged into one.
Well, it's probably going to start off with, like, people, like, it's already happening, you know, like, amputees, they get, like, an arm or a leg or a hand, and it's, like, robotic, and it works, it grips, it moves the way
fucking
it's supposed
freaks.
To.
Fucking freaks!
But... like, what if, you know, there's a future where you can, like, go to a doctor instead of getting, like, plastic surgery, like, people want bigger breasts, or I want my, like, for me, I want my penis to be smaller, because it's just way too big.
Right.
3 inches is a lot to handle.
No, I know.
I'm sure you understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, so you would go to someone and be like, hey, I want robot legs, and there you just... run without like really tiring yourself out, or you're just stronger. It's like, hey, I want robot arms. It's like, hey, I want
organs.
Robot eyes. Like, I want a robot, and I want a robot nose.
If they start making like with stem cells, could you technically just like live forever? If they start like they just grow you new organs,
that's the fantasy.
You know,
because we haven't made it reality yet.
What if
I think
we,
that would be like a stem cell researcher's wet dream. Because
I mean, I guess in theory it's possible, right? To keep, you know,
as long as you keep regenerating healthy cells.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also the brain though, they'd have to do a lot to the brain because the brain starts deteriorating.
Yeah.
And that's what controls everything. So, but I think like what if it's just like they're like, oh, we can put computer chips in your brain that will.
Bill Gates already did that.
Put your consciousness. Yeah, with the vaccine,
Yeah.
Well, see, we're already integrating with AI after you and I got the
after
vaccine.
The Pfizer.
Yeah. Ryan and I both got Pfizer, and I'm feeling pretty smart these days.
I feel great. I feel the only symptoms I had were sore arms after each one.
I had a sore arm, and I felt a little bit hungover the day after my second shot.
Okay.
But I also might have just been hungover.
Yeah.
I just felt really tired that day. Like more so than normal, kind of just like sluggish, but I didn't get sick from it.
Upwards over 100 and something million people in the US are vaccinated.
Yeah, over 100 million now.
So that's great.
It's great. Like
California's like 30-something% vaccinated. So is like I think Texas.
Most people I know now are vaccinated. Like most of my friends and most of like people that I know around, like my neighbors and stuff, all vaccinated. And what's really cool is like now I'm seeing people back inside restaurants. But this is the first time I see it and I'm like, no! Idiots! Like, it's like, oh, it's okay, because everyone's vaccinated. Fucking morons. You know what? You fucking just take that shot. They invented that. They invented COVID, so you take the shot, dumbass.
It's still, I think everything has still made my personal bubble very, like, I still wear a mask, of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna keep wearing a mask.
I try to keep my distance from people. People make me so mad sometimes, Matthew.
I know, Ryan.
Society...
We live in one.
If I were able
to choose how society worked, it would be a better place. If it was just 7 billion Ryans on this planet, we would live harmoniously.
Now you're thinking like AI.
Yeah, exactly. Except it's just a bunch of Ryan Mickeys.
No, there would be a clan, the Ryan Muggies and the Ryan Mickeys.
Ooh, and it's like red versus blue. They're just against each other.
And then like the new wave liberals of just the Ryans.
like the simplistic,
yeah,
just Ryan, all lowercase too.
How about the Ryan?
The Ryan. Damn, that'd be crazy, man. A whole world of yourselves.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think anything would happen. I'd just start fucking myself all over. We'd all just start fucking each other, man. Before we end this podcast, age-old question. If you had a clone of yourself, would you fuck yourself? I mean, because here's the thing about this, right?
Thing is, but there's zero
judgment in that sex.
I feel like it would be sexual assault because my clone may not want me to have sex with him.
Okay, no, well, it's...
Because I may want to have sex with my clone, but I know me from my perspective. If I saw another me, I wouldn't want to be fucked by another me.
Consensual, though. Let's say it's fully consensual.
Get in there, Ryan.
I'd suck myself off and stuff because, you know, in sex, one of the biggest worries people have is self-conscious judgment. But if it's yourself... There's no
judgment. Yeah, but I just can't imagine the sex being that great if it's with myself. It's literally just like I'm not getting any pleasure other than like the chafing of a hairy ass. Like that's about it.
I wouldn't want to do any kind of anal shit.
So you just want to suck yourself off?
Well, now you put it like that. No, I don't want to suck myself off. I would let my clone suck me. I'm just going to end it.
But your clone is you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sucking myself off.
Like, you are sucking yourself off. Your clone is you.
I know, but in a level of consciousness, I am not in the same consciousness as that.
You are the same consciousness as your clone.
I'm not experiencing the same consciousness.
So are you saying you're going to create like a dummy clone you where you're just like intellectually not there so you can just have sex with
it? No. the clone is me, but like...
So you would be just as like... It would just be talking to a mirror, essentially.
It would technically not be me once it's a clone.
It is you, though.
But
in terms of consciousness, what makes you you?
Well, I'm still experiencing my consciousness. The clone's not experiencing the same one. The clone is having its own new consciousness now.
But who's to say that that's not the real Matt? It's the better Matt.
Well, it depends on how good his head game is.
Well, I thought about you gotta have a competition. Whose head is better, my clone's or mine?
And you don't know which one's which.
No, dude.
That's you have to kill the clone, and it's like, Ryan, I give better head. Trust me, I'm not the clone.
Matt does give famously good head.
No, I give better head. He's the clone.
No, Ryan, you have to remember notoriously, I give bad head. Oh, jeez!
That's going in the book. There has to be like a clone off. Dude, we got to take down our clones in our book.
We do. Dude, we still got to write like a little over half of it. We still got about like a good bit of it written.
I'd say we're close to halfway.
Just after I get back from this big, long... Finally get to go home, which is great. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm phoning home. I haven't seen my folks or my friends from South Carolina in about a year and a half. So I am dearly missing them.
Nice.
And also while I'm home, usually I don't like working. There's a little something that we can't spoil.
I don't think we've announced it yet.
We can't. No. We can't.
And maybe by the time this comes out, we have.
Maybe, but here, I still don't want to test it.
I'll just do one hint. So if we've already announced it, people know what it is. But if we haven't, they have no idea.
Can we do a hint at the same time? That's it.
Yep. So if we've already announced it, you know exactly what that is. But yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like I was talking to Justin, and he said this is probably the funniest thing we've ever done. This is like, and I have to agree, I think this is one of the greatest things we've ever done.
By far. Did you like the finalized design?
I do.
That's great. All right. Well, we'll let you guys go, and we'll see you next week. Let us know in the comments if you would suck yourself off if you had a clone.
Yeah.
And what your moral take is on that in terms of the consciousness of it.
Or if you would lick yourself off if you're a woman.
You could also rim yourself.
That too.
If you're man or woman.
Yeah.
So, we'll see you guys next time, and... What should we end this one with?
How about your favorite Chris Tucker line from a Rush Hour movie?
Okay.
Oh, hell no. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.